What makes a great salesperson? It's not just technique, it's mindset. Before clients ever consider your product, they're buying into you and your attitude. People naturally gravitate toward positive individuals and distance themselves from negative ones. This explains why smart managers prioritize attitude over skills when hiring salespeople. Someone with limited skills but great attitude will learn what they need, while someone skilled but negative won't effectively use what they know. Consider Wayne Thorpe, who grew from challenging circumstances to own multiple successful businesses in Durham, North Carolina. His company earned $50,000 of business over 8 years simply because, when called with questions, his was the only service with a helpful attitude. Similarly, Brenda Romano rose from secretary to president of Interscope Records without a college degree by consistently doing more than required with a no-problem approach. The truth is, most salespeople are so mediocre that even small extra efforts dramatically outshine competitors. This is the first fundamental rule of sales success. Because of their great attitudes, successful salespeople always do more than they're supposed to do. Think about your last impressive customer service experience. Rare, wasn't it? That's your opportunity to stand out simply by bringing enthusiasm and extra effort to every interaction. Top performers envision success before achieving it, while others make excuses and blame circumstances. This visualization ability distinguishes winners from those who prejudge situations negatively. Great salespeople reject limiting industry myths and create compelling visions for both themselves and their clients. Your success begins with your ability to see yourself succeeding and then transferring that vision to customers. Peter Rosengard exemplifies this approach. He persistently pursued Shig Sheinberg of MCA, building relationships at all levels, and confidently sold a $100 million life insurance policy to protect their Geffen Records investment. He succeeded by maintaining his vision of success throughout the process. Top performers maintain positive expectation, the belief that good outcomes are probable, not just possible. This mindset becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, influencing everything from body language to persistence. True motivation is internal, not external. Most salespeople lack self-motivation because they haven't set clear, written goals. Without specific targets, there's nothing concrete to pursue. Successful salespeople document their goals and action plans. Keeping goals only in your head reduces them to wishful thinking. Effective written goals require three key elements. First, specificity. Vague aspirations like make more money are meaningless without defining what more means. People often use imprecise terms like a lot or better, but these mean different things to different people. Second, concrete deadlines. Goals are dreams with deadlines. Without time frames, there's no urgency to begin. Avoid vague terms like eventually or sometime, which often translate to never. Third, think big. Don't limit yourself with realistic goals. That's often code for low. Setting modest goals might prevent failure, but the real question is whether you want to succeed or just avoid failing. Any goal is achievable with sufficient dedication. Be selective about influences. Your biggest obstacles may be colleagues who resist others' success. Instead, learn from top performers. 5 minutes with them beats years with underperformers. Having goals without an action plan is like having a destination without a roadmap. While most successful people, from military generals to football coaches, rely on detailed plans, many salespeople neglect this crucial step in their careers. The activity plan is vital for three key reasons. It addresses insufficient prospecting, the biggest challenge for sales teams, helps manage rejection by quantifying necessary no's to reach a yes, and ensures sales through consistent daily action. Effective plan tracks six metrics: dials made, decision makers reached, appointments set, presentations made, sales closed, and earnings per sale. Daily tracking and quarterly analysis reveal exactly what activity levels are needed to achieve income goals. While some resist using scripts as unnatural, consider how actors use them to deliver authentic performances through practice. This distinguishes professional salespeople. They prepare thoroughly until their delivery becomes natural and genuine. Start with just three goals to make change manageable and gradually expand your comfort zone. Small, consistent changes compound into significant results. Express your plan through daily actions. Break larger goals into specific numbers, like turning a $100,000 income goal into two weekly sales at $1,000 commission each, requiring 8 appointment setups weekly with typical conversion rates. Begin with steps so small they're impossible to avoid. If you currently make 4 calls daily, increase by just 1 call per month. Even this modest 25% increase in activity can yield proportional sales growth. Set measurable milestones to track progress. Without clear metrics, you might abandon a perfectly on-track plan, like missing that being 5% closer after 3 months puts you right on schedule for a 5-year goal. Everyone has good ideas, but successful people take action on them. If you don't act within 24 hours, the idea likely dies. You don't need to complete everything, but taking one action step maintains momentum. Innovation isn't just invention, it's inventiveness applied. Bill Gates didn't invent BASIC or DOS, but acted on others' inventions. What separates successful people isn't intelligence or talent, it's action. Top salespeople aren't necessarily the smartest, they're the ones who consistently act while others wait. Persistence is the crucial step separating the exceptional 3% from the rest. As Calvin Coolidge said, nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. People don't fail, they stop trying. By showing up daily, you create constant opportunities for success. The key is persistence without pestering. Effective follow-up maintains your presence with prospects while providing legitimate reasons to connect. Success in sales is a marathon, not a sprint. Anyone can finish a sprint, but few persist for 26 miles. In today's market, companies must either be the cheapest or the best. There's no middle ground. Competing on price alone makes you replaceable, while expertise makes you invaluable. With dual-income households now the norm and time becoming scarcer than money, successful salespeople focus on delivering speed and convenience to their clients. The key question becomes, how can I make this easier for my customer? Your true value lies in being an expert advisor and resource. Clients need your specialized knowledge and expertise, as they lack the time to become experts themselves. By providing consistent education and insights, you differentiate yourself from competitors. Remember the crucial difference between a sale and a client. Sales are one-time transactions, while clients provide repeat business and referrals. When you serve as an expert advisor, you transform from vendor to partner, making price secondary to value. The most successful people share one trait: they love what they do. This passion drives the commitment required for excellence and creates genuine enthusiasm that connects emotionally with prospects. When you truly believe in your offering, you become an advocate rather than just a salesperson.